Sky in the World. I'm John Batchelor. From the surface of the planet Earth, New Zealand, we're staying on the surface of the planet Earth with Bob Zimmerman. He keeps the website Behind the Black. Bob, what is Electron? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Electron is the rocket that Rocket Lab has been flying now since 2017, almost always successful, not always, to put small satellites into orbit as a profit-making new startup rocket company. And they've been on a string of successful launches, which has been great. And they are actually in my regular posts of the launch race in 23. They are among the leaders. In fact, they're a bit ahead of the old space big companies like Northrop Grumman and ULA and Ariane Space in Europe. They make those companies look nothing in comparison to what they've been doing, except this week they attempted a launch from New Zealand. And unfortunately, it was a failure. This is not a good thing, but, you know, this is rocket science. The launch appeared to be going well until they separated the first stage from the second stage. At that point, the second stage was supposed to ignite its engine to continue its trajectory up into orbit. Instead, we suddenly lost communications. And the data that was available on the live stream indicated it was slowing down instead of accelerating. And so something took place at that moment that was a failure with the upper stage. Either the engine didn't ignite or there was an explosion when it did ignite. I can't tell you. This is just they haven't released an investigation yet. It's going to obviously slow them down. They were on a pace to hopefully make as many as one launch per month, which for a new company like this would have been great. But now, this year, I'm not sure that's going to happen because it's going to be at least 1 to 3 months before they're ready to launch again, John.
SpaceX, a suit filed in Texas, not only names the two administrative judges who have brought a suit against SpaceX having to do with employment practices, but also Merrick Garland, the Attorney General of the United States. Bob, SpaceX is fighting back. What is this suit about?
Yes, John. This story and the next three that we're going to talk about all have to do with the corruption in our elitist so-called rulers of our society and their corruption. So SpaceX has been under attack by the Biden administration. It's been preventing it from launching Starship Super Heavy on the next launch. It also decided in August to the Justice Department to file a discrimination case against SpaceX, claiming it discriminates against refugees and asylees, some of which are just simply illegal aliens, illegal immigrants, by not hiring them, by saying you must be an American citizen to be hired by SpaceX. And at the time, I pointed out this was utter garbage because SpaceX can't hire illegal aliens or non-Americans, non-citizens, because of very strict, extremely strict State Department regulations by congressional law, to protect missile technology from getting into the hands of foreign powers. And these State Department laws are extremely dangerous, serious. And in fact, they if you violate them, the State Department goes after you personally, not the company. It'll actually go after individuals in the company who violated the law. And so SpaceX can't hire illegals. It actually has hired non-citizens after getting State Department permission. But nonetheless, the Justice Department, which we all know is totally honest and clear and doesn't want to hurt anyone unfairly, we know that, it sued. Well, SpaceX has now filed a countersuit. Rather than argue in this administrative law judge circumstance that the Justice Department has sued under, SpaceX has gone directly to the courts, the federal courts, and is arguing that the suit itself is illegal on constitutional grounds. And I name the variety of issues here because under an administrative law judge, the judge is unconstitutionally appointed. There is no authority to control that judge. SpaceX doesn't get a right to a jury trial under this. Another number of other cases. So SpaceX is fighting back hard. I have no idea if they're going to win because, to be very honest, our administrative state, and its corruption is pretty deep right now, and so we don't know.
We go to the next regulatory constriction on Starship Super Heavy launch, and that's the Interior Department. How so, Bob?
Yes, the Fish and Wildlife is within the Interior Department, and now the FAA, since last week I was talking about this, about how SpaceX was being blocked by the FAA by not getting a launch license so it can do its next Starship Super Heavy test orbital launch. I had said it appeared that the FAA was throwing the ball to Interior and Fish and Wildlife and saying that no launch license would be permitted until they give an okay. Well, shortly late last week, FAA confirmed this in an email it sent out to, which stated very unequivocally, even if the FAA is ready to give a launch license, it will not do so, quote, until a consultation with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife. In other words, there's no flight until environmentalists decide there's a flight. Now, there's no harm was done to Boca Chica by the last flight. Rocket launches don't hurt wildlife. We know this from three-quarters of a century of empirical data from Vandenberg in California, from Cape Canaveral and Wallops Island on the East Coast, and from numerous other launch sites worldwide. If anything, a launch site helps wildlife because it creates a large preserve where you can't do development. But no, we're going to block them, and that's what the Biden administration is still doing. And now it's no question in my mind, if they're going to, depending on approval from Fish and Wildlife, this launch is not going to be happening before the end of this year, because Fish and Wildlife was one of the reasons they blocked the initial orbital launch for at least 4 to 6 months, because they were waiting for Fish and Wildlife to give the approval, John.
Bob, what is VARDA?
VARDA is, we've talked about this before, but I'll review it. VARDA is a startup commercial space company that is building reusable, recoverable capsules that will launch, and within the capsule, manufacturing and processing can occur to make money. And so the capsule is launched, and it's mostly having to do with pharmaceuticals, because this was proven on the shuttle when commercial flights were still allowed on the shuttle in the early 80s, that weightlessness will allow you to produce some pharmaceuticals you can't do on Earth in gravity. And some of those pharmaceuticals have to do with curing HIV, treating it. And so VARDA sent up its first capsule with equipment inside to produce drugs to treat HIV, and it hoped to bring that capsule back in July. Well, the FAA would not issue it a return license. I don't know where the FAA has the right to do that, really. It has the right to coordinate a return to so airlines are not, you know, airplane traffic is not conflicted. But to actually block the return for just any reason, it's beyond its statutory authority. But it did. And VARDA said, well, we'd like to land in early September. We'll try a new date. And it also was trying to get permission from the U.S. Air Force to land in the Utah test and training range that the Air Force uses to bring back capsules from NASA missions. And in fact, in less than a week, OSIRIS-REx's sample return capsule with asteroid material in it is going to land at the Utah test and training range. But now, not only is the FAA blocking VARDA from bringing this capsule back, but now the Air Force is not giving it a permit to land at Utah. Once again, in both cases, I'm sorry, I don't consider these agencies have the right to block this to return. In fact, we've been returning capsules from space now for 3/4 of a century. There's no reason why this should be blocked, and I once again repeat, the Air Force has returned capsules at its test range multiple times, and it's going to do it in a week. But yet a private company wants to do it, and they say, no, you can't. And this is part of the same corruption going on here. There's a power play going on. It has nothing at all to do with allowing private enterprise and freedom to dominate, John.
AGU, what does that stand for, Bob?
That stands for the American Geophysical Union, and this is kind of a topper to the previous three stories about, once again, the corruption within our elite rulers of government, so-called the Ivy League people that we're supposed to hire because they're the best and the brightest. in truth, they're really very corrupt and not very good nowadays, and mostly focused on power. So the American Geophysical Union is an organization that was formed in the early part of the 20th century to help highlight American research into the Earth and the environment thereof, and its place in the solar system as a planet. And so it has to do with things like climate research, ocean research, planetary research, other planets in the solar system. That's the kind of stuff the AGU publishes. And it publishes a whole bunch of journals along this line. Well, they also send out press releases on a weekly basis. And I became kind of, and I will point out too that the AGU gave up its position as a neutral publisher of peer review papers about a decade and a half ago when it came out and revealed that it really will only publish papers that support global warming, human-caused global warming. Now, as a publisher of papers, you don't do that. You're supposed to just publish the good papers one way or the other and let the chips fall where they may. But AGU decided as a referee to put their thumb on the scale about a decade and a half ago. But it's become even worse. I get press releases from the AGU weekly, email press releases. And in the last year or so, it's become kind of tiresome and boring. And I published this on Behind the Black. The press releases from AGU over the last 3 months, almost every single one of them, using computer models, is telling us that we're all going to die and it's our fault as human beings. Once again, over and over again, this is all they can report. And the AG used to be pushing interesting science that its scientists published. It's not interested in that anymore. It's now a propaganda unit, which once again means it doesn't understand the scientific method. And it's part of that same corruption of our elites. They're not thinking anymore. They're playing narrative games for the purpose of power, John.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. I'm John Mack.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.